MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 1, 2025. This state will not carry out a Trump citizenship order. Republic Services waste collection workers vote in favor of strike. Showers, upper 80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:53 p.m. State House reporter Chris Lozinski is writing, Trump's attempt to halt birthright citizenship for some babies born to immigrants will not take effect in Massachusetts, according to Attorney General Andrea Campbell. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling complicates the outlook in red states. In a ruling on Friday, the nation's highest court limited nationwide injunctions that for months had prevented Trump's Day One Birthright Citizenship Executive Order from taking effect, and the High Court stopped short of deciding whether the order itself runs afoul of the U.S. Constitution. Instead, the court delayed Trump's order from taking effect for another 30 days and returned cases challenging the policy to lower courts, according to the Associated Press. More legal action is expected in the coming weeks. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, the union that represents more than 400 local Republic Services waste collection workers voted to go on strike if the contract wasn't reached on Monday, and it wasn't. This could disrupt trash and recycling pickup in Gloucester, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Beverly, Peabody, Danvers, Topsfield, and Marblehead, among other Massachusetts communities. The union's current contract expires today. Members have held practice pickets in Peabody over the last month and said Friday in a statement they are poised to strike if negotiations on a new contract do not wrap up by the end of yesterday. In the Marblehead Current this morning, Lee Blander reports the Teamsters Union at Republic Services voted to strike around midnight when the contract expired. The workers are asking for higher wages and better benefits. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Caitlin D. writes in the Newburyport Daily News, in Amesbury, Deputy Fire Chief Robert Serino has been chosen to serve as the Amesbury Fire Department's newest chief. Amesbury Mayor Cassandra Gove made that announcement on Monday afternoon. Serino, who succeeds recently retired James Nolan, becomes the seventh fire chief since the position's creation in 1978. And itemlive.com reports Michelle Martyr, a University of Rhode Island PhD student originally from Linfield, is one of two students, along with Kate Remy, to be awarded with a graduate fellowship from the NASA Rhode Island Space Grant Consortium. This summer, Martyr will assist NASA in efforts to reach how bacteria survive in extreme environments, including outer space. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, four Endicott College rugby student-athletes have received National Collegiate Rugby Scholarship All-America honors. Among the winners was Peabody's Scott Turner. Turner is a junior biology-biotechnology major at Endicott. The Red Sox opened a three-game series against the Reds last night by posting a 13-6 win. Willier Abreu connected for an inside-the-park home run as well as a grand slam. The two teams will meet again tonight at Fenway. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.